Okay, as I mentioned yesterday, we read through the Gemara. The main yadin that we'll try to really delve into in the sugya have to do with the ishaskis part of the sugya, which has to do with the Gemara's conversation in Maariv Shachvatarya regarding the case of Machron Le'echad. As we established, the Braisa says, Machron Le'echad, O Shlosha B'nei Adam Ke'echad, Kor Nichnas U'tachas HaBailim, that everyone who has a claim, be it the Bachol, the Bainis, be it the Nizik, the Edith, be it the Isha, the Ziburis, they get whatever is coming to them. And that's true both by Shlosha B'nei Adam Ke'echad, where there's no opportunity to say Hinachti L'chamakom, that since it was all the same day, so they're all considered to be equally shaykh to the Shibud. And so that's the case of Shlosh Bnei Adam Ke'echad. But it's also the case by Machar Le'echad. And the Gemara tries to figure out the case of Machar Le'echad, that we say that each one gets their particular quality land, if it's a case of Shtar Echad, then there's no Chidush. If the Chidush is bigger Chidush by Shlosh Bnei Adam, where you could have said one came before the other, and we don't say that for whatever the reasons we discussed. So the Gemara says it must be that case of Machon Le'echad was actually Bezerach HaZeh. And then the question would be, how come Kohenich was Tachas HaBailim, everybody should get the Ziburis, which was last? The Gemara answers that what was last sold was the Edis. And if it's Edis, therefore, it's not to his benefit that they should get the Edis. Rather, each one gets their own particular din. In fact, the Gemara, but Lamaisa, if he has a schus to say, Hinachti l'chamokom, the halacha is you can collect from Bishubadim if there's been a chorin, and by extension, you can collect from the late, what was sold earlier if you have something that was sold later, that the Shibud goes to that. So therefore, the Shibud goes to the Edis. So that's the focal point of the Gemara, of the sugya. Why is the din that machron le'echad bezeach hazeh kor nechnesu tachas habaylin? Let the fact remains, all of them should get the Edis. So the answer the Gemara ends up arriving at is that it's not simply that it's not beneficial to him to have this takana, but he actually has relinquished the takana, and a person has a right to say, efshi b'takanas chachamim, if a takana was for his benefit, so he can forfeit it, and there is no schus of inachti, and therefore everybody gets what they're supposed to get, as opposed to getting the edus. That's the Gemara l'maskana. But along the way, the Gemara had another suggestion, that the reason why they're not going to get the edus is because he has a schus, you could say, to go to the people coming against him, the Tovim, and he could say, Ishaskis, if you're going to get Kedinach, if you're going to get what's coming to each of you, Kuanech Zotachas Abaylim, very well, fine and well. But if you want to get the Edis, which was the last piece of land sold, then what I can do is I can return the Ziburis land. The Gemara says I'll return the Shtar, but the Rishonim say means I'm going to give the land back to the Mocher, in which case you're all going to have Ziburis. That's a schus called Ishaskis, and that schus quiets Ishaskis, that quiets the taina that they have against him. What's the taina? The taina is, we want the Edis, that's the last land. Ishaskis says that taina gets neutralized, it gets quieted. Ishaskis, be quiet, because otherwise you're going to have it worse. So there's a new what you sowed in the sugya called Ishaskis. So that's in terms of why they can't get the claim of Edis. The Gemara says if that's correct, you can do that, then why can't even tell the Nizik in fact is getting Edis. So let the Nizik be reduced from the Edis down to let's say Beninis by the same Svara of Ishaskis. That's the Ihachi of the Gemara. So, and yet it says that you all get what's supposed to get. And because of this kasha, the Gemara says, obviously we have to assume that the reason why Ishaskis doesn't work over here is because we're talking about Yisomin, that the Mocher died. If the Mocher died, then if the land goes back, the Ziburis land goes back to the Yisomin, it's not going to be called B'nei Chorin, that they're going to have to go first to the Ziburis, because it's as if the Yisomin would be acquiring karka subsequent to the death of the father, which is the case, and therefore it doesn't become a shuvit. And therefore nothing has changed. The Ishaskis doesn't apply here, and therefore you have to come back to the answer that we gave. You have to give the answer that it's EF Shibitakaran Chacham. But what emerges in the sugya is that to the extent that the Mocher was still alive, where there is the power and the leverage called Ishaskis, so then there is the ability to push them down to get less than their claim. So you have that in terms of getting them to take not the last language is Yiddish, but to get Tachas HaBailin. But you also have it by the Nizik not to get his Yiddish at all. What about pushing him down further to Ziburis? What about pushing the Bachov down to Ziburis? So that's where Rashi begins to set up a counterclaim. Rashi's counterclaim was Rechita Eda. In other words, if I'm not getting anything better now, you're not giving me any part of my taina right now, so then I'll call you bluff when you do it. In other words, meanwhile, you have no right to push me down from my taina. So my taina stays what it is. So then a lot of what we have to discuss in the shiurim coming up are the klalim of when l'chishaskis does apply, when it doesn't apply, when the mitzvah, the one who's defendant, can say l'chishaskis, when the tovea can counter that with l'chitahedar, the various parameters, because the sugya is not just over here, it's a sugya in Ksuvis, and quoted in Yevamos, and the Tosis in there, and Tosis Arash. And according to the Rush, there is no lechita hedar. Rashi is not correct. The Gemara could be asking kasha even by the case of a balchov. Lemaisa, if I could do it, it's as if I did it. So this is a very important part of the sugya. But before we get to that part of the sugya, we're going to go through a couple of other inyanim. In other words, that we obviously are going to be touching on along the way. So the first inyan that comes up in this first Tosfos, which is again a really a shas inyan, but to the extent that we can mitzamtzem ourselves just to understand the basic issues at stake. So Tosfos brings a kasha here relevant to the very idea that Nezikin collect from Mishubadim. What does it say? Kulan nechnesu tachas habayim. That means that the Balchol collects his claim of Beinus, the woman collects her claim of Ziburis, but so does the Nizik collect his claim of Edis. From where? From the Lokeach. Is that a pasha the thing? How come it's true that a Nizik collects a Mishubadim? We usually think about Mishubadim in terms of a halacha of halva. And specifically, Milva Bishtar. Milva Bishtar collects from Mishubadim. Milva Alpeh doesn't collect from Mishubadim. Exactly the context, the background, we'll have to soon see the sugi at the end of Baba Basra. Tosfos doesn't get into that here. Tosfos does on Daf Yudalit. But Tosfos asks the question, V'yim Tomer. V'hanizakin Milva Alpeh ninu. U'milva Alpeh lo gavi mimishabdi. So the rule is, Milva Bishtar collects from Mishubadim. So if the halva took place with the shtar, then if the lova doesn't have what to pay with, the malva can go to the karka that was present, that existed in the possession of the lova b'shas halva, and was since sold to a lokeach, and he can collect, again, from Beinus, that's the balchob is the Beinus, can collect from the lokuchos. But that's only by Milva Bishtar, not by Milva Alpeh. Why Tosfos doesn't give us an inkling right now, kol, not kol, all of these aspects of why there's a takana, is it the Raisa, the Rabbana, it's totally silent in here in our Tosfos, no mention of it. But the bottom line is, Milva Bishtar collects the Mishabdi, Milva Alpeh does not, so therefore, by Ksuba, it's a Milva Bishtar, it's a Ksuba, it's a document. By Halva, presumably we could talk about a case of Balchov. That's a Milva Bishtar, no problem. We could certainly understand the case to be a case of Milva Bishtar. So what about Nezikin? Nezikin is it's a Chov that was incurred by virtue of a Maisa Hesek that occurred. Your Shor was Mazik, whatever. Your Bor was Mazik. However you were Mazik, you were Mazik. There's no Shtar. So where do we know that the Nizik has the right to collect the Tashlumi Nezek from the kuchas? It's one thing to collect from the person, but now the halacha of Mishubadim, where do we know that it's not Milva Bishtar, it's a Milva Alpeh. Milva Alpeh lo gavi mimishabdi. Yes.
I don't know if it was probably on this one because of this sugya, but in the Nesivos, he mentioned at the end something about that if it's within range of the Mishabid, okay.
That means, yeah. No, that means the following. That means that there are many, many lands that were sold, but all of those were existing at the time of when the chov was incurred, whatever chov we're talking about, including the zikin, as you can see here. And then the question is, things changed hands, whatever, what was it in terms of my claim was Beinonis, what was it at the time of when the chov was incurred? Seder, and then it was sold, but meanwhile, its existence can still be part of the larger shibud because it could be possible to even reach out and collect from that. Doesn't mean that that's going to be the first place you're going to collect, but to the extent that all the other places that have priority to go to there to collect are no longer available, So then you would even be able to go there. So that's the halacha. In other words, any karka, even though it's a protocol, you have to go with your particular, you know, quality karka that you're entitled to. But if there's nothing but that, something else, so then you go there. So that's what he was talking about. But we're talking about a very basic question. Nezikin collects mishubadim. Fractosis, how could that be? The rule is milva al peh. This seemingly is called a milva al peh. It's a chov that does not have a star. It's not been codified, stated in the star. It's a chov that I become chayiv because of the hezek. And yet, we're talking about collecting, and who collects? You collect mishubadim, kulanichnas l'tachasam, you get your edis from mishubadim, nezikin. Nezikin is like milva al peh. So Tosus says two tirutzim. The issue Omar, number one, says Tosus, to kisha amad bedin, kimilva bishtar damya. So Tosus is making no kimta, and mistama, that's the case, because you're coming to Beis Din, right? So you're coming to collect. So obviously there was an amad bedin. That's what changes the equation. The fact that there was an amad bedin, there was a psak by Beis Din, that you are chayiv, you mazik have to pay. Amad bedin makes the case like a milva bishtar. Kin milva bishtar damya, ki da amar b'hagozel basra, the magia here, not hagozel basra, hagozel, it's actually daf kuf hei, not kuf kuf yudbeis, it's the very first words on the amud there, and daf kuf hei later, and hagozel eitzim, it's actually hagozel eitzim. Kisha amad bedin, that's the kimta. The Gemara more has in many places in Shas. Gemara had a kasha from the case, the situation there. No val pen govim umina yoshim no kuchos amri kisha amad bedin. That's what Tosus quoted from Kuf Hei Amid Aleph. So you see that even though milva al peh is not gova from mishubadin, milva bishtar is, and what's the equivalent of milva bishtar? Amad bedin. That is one suggestion. Inami. Now again, what does all this mean exactly? What's the significance of it? What does it mean? Why is Bishtar different than Alper? Tosus doesn't give us any information. Why is Amid Bedin like a Milva Bishtar? Again, very unclear what that means. But that's Teretz number one, Amid Bedin. Second year, Inami. Milva Ksuva Batorah Kiksuva Bishtar Damya V'chayiv. Second answer is not because of the Amid Bedin. That would not be enough. But Tosus wants to make it Milva Bishtar is that it's because of the milva ksuva b'Torah. In other words, what does that mean, milva ksuva b'Torah? It's the Torah that created the chiyuv. In other words, as distinct from the case of an ordinary person who borrows money, so obviously the Torah can talk about cases like that, isha shetanoshevo, but that's not, the Torah is not imposing the chiyuv. I'm obligating myself. I take money, obviously I have to be back $100 that I borrowed. Tosus and Kiddushin has a lashon, the way he explains what milva ksuva b'Torah is as distinct from what's not ksuva b'Torah. Tap tosos yigimah veis kigon karbanos. The Torah is mechayiv you to bring a karban, so you have to spend money to bring a karban. That's a chiyuv that the Torah imposed on you. Pidyon haben, it's a chov that you have to pay 5 shkolin. That's a debt that you incurred because the Torah is mechayiv you. That's milva ksuva b'Torah. Erechin. Person is an erich yalai, erich ploni yalai. The Torah has a formula depending on the person and their age and their gender. So, how much are you owing out to Hegdish based on your pledge? That's a chov that the Torah imposed. Milva ksuva b'Torah. You owe the money, but the Torah imposed that chiyuv. And of course, what we're talking about is nezikin. Nezikin is a perfect example of what we call milva ksuva b'Torah. As Tosus explains over here in Kiddushin Gimel Beis, Shuloh Yodim in Yanei Nesinos Halalu Im Loshin Eschayv HaTorah Beferush. It was without the Torah telling me that there's such a chiyuv of 5 shkol pidyon haben. There's a chiyuv of to pay for what you're sure was mazik for your bor. You wouldn't know that you're chayv. Okay, so you feel bad. You apologize. Though the fact that you have to pay is not. It's the Torah's mechadish that you have to pay. That even though you know whatever it was, you sure did the hezek, not you. You have to pay. The Torah is mechayiv you, and because of the Torah, that's why you're chayiv. That's milvak suva b'Torah. Avo milveh, an ordinary halva, that's not milvak suva b'Torah. And even though the Torah speaks of kesef talves ami, the Torah speaks about situations of halva, the Torah is not mechadesh, the idea that you have to pay back money that you borrow. You mechayiv yourself to pay back the money, and obviously you have to give back what you borrowed. So therefore, avo milveh kigon shelav lo mos below star. Avagav d'chsviva isha shetanoshavo and so on, lochashav ksuva b'Torah, kivin she'in tzarech l'farish b'Torah, shir ha'nesina d'pshita mashu lova tzarech l'froa. That's a Tosis over here in Kiddushin. In other words, it's obvious that you have to pay back what you borrowed. That's not the Torah's Mechadish, the Chiyuv. So Tosis is saying in Teretz number 2 that when you have a Mubaks of the Torah, that creates the notion of Shibud, and therefore there's a Din Midoraisa, even though it's not, it's seemingly like a Milva Alper, but there is a Lachad Kuk Mulkuchos by Milva Ksuva Batorah. Those are the two answers in Tosis. Yeah, here.
Just a quick question. I was wondering if Amad Vidin means after Psakin or means before?
No, Psak. There's a Paskin. We'll see from the Gemara in Baba Bas in just a few minutes. There's a Psak that's issued. You are Chayiv. The stomach means the Psak. Not just you started the proceedings. It was established that the Psak is that you owe. Yes?
How is this idea of the Torah's being
Machadish? You're saying, like, wouldn't it be obvious you have to pay for damages? We see all these srichas that we, what do you think? Yeah? Yeah.
It's just like a lushan, like the shear, and like how to.
Tosis talks about the shear. Yeah.
Like, so we would have known all the dinim and exactly.
You're saying we could have known some aspects, but not exactly the extent of the chiyuv. Yeah, look, in some cases, also, you see their tzvichas, it's not every, if you had one case of hezek, you wouldn't know the other. That means that maybe the various kulas, maybe on hanala zegos chayiv, maybe on a regular hezek matzis chayiv, boris, you know, it's like grama. I mean, there could be all kinds of svaras that you would argue you wouldn't be chayiv. You'll say, adam amazik should be pashat. All right, yeah, here. That's also b'chal nezikin. You wouldn't be chayiv, would be obvious that you're chayiv. Lo yodeh. But l'maisa, the Torah created the chayiv. Tosis makes it seem as if you would know it without it. Could be, you know, with that formulation, maybe your question could be valid in some of the cases of Nezikin. But Lamaisa, even if you don't, maybe Tosis just meant for most of these situations. But Lamaisa, the Torah created the chiyuv. It's not self-imposed. It's not your obligation that makes you chayiv. It's the Torah says there is a chiyuv that I'm establishing. Pidyon HaBen, Nezikin, so on, Erechin. So we have two terutzim of Tosfos, both of which try to emphasize that Nezikin is analogous to Milva B'Shtar. But Tosfos doesn't leave us much room to understand. So what is Milva B'Shtar versus Milva Alper? Why is it that Milva B'Shtar has a Shibud and Milva Alper doesn't? And why do these particular suggestions translate into Milva B'Shtar? Now, again, we'll see the Pratim in a minute, but just outside, one idea that right away, to the extent that we know of the Gemara, even if we haven't seen inside, we know that there's a svar of kol. Kol means that there's a rumor and the word gets out, and to the extent that there's a kol, so lukuchos are, they're put on alert, that they're buying a land that could be mortgaged, that technically has a mortgage on it, that could be taken by a bachov, and therefore, to that extent, they're not going to, you know, they know what they're getting into, you could say. Either they bought a Bachrayis, in which case they got reimbursed. They did buy a Bachrayis. We'll see later with Gemara, son of a base. They didn't buy a Bachrayis, so then it's at their own risk, you could say. But meanwhile, kol is critical. To the extent that you have a kol, there is more reason to understand that there's a shibud. Again, we're not yet talking device at Rabbanan, but there's more reason to understand that the shibud exists when there's a kol. And if there's no kol, then you can argue that shibud should not exist either on any level, whatever degree, whether it was removed or whatever, because after all, they're, you know, poor lekuchos, they don't know better. So obviously that svara is important to play a role in understanding when a shibud exists. So it could be, now you have to figure out exactly what is the significance of these svaras of Tosis. So you could say, without knowing what Tosis means, Teretz number 1, Amad Bedin. So what does Amad Bedin accomplish? Tosis, it makes it like a Milva B'Shtar. Well, what does Shtar have over Milva Alper? The point is that Milva B'Shtar, there's more buzz about the fact that there was a halva when it's B'Shtar. That's the Shtar's motzi kol. There's a document, and people are signing the document, and the word gets out, and kuchos know about it. And Milva Alper, so people are more embarrassed when they borrow, and they don't, it doesn't work, it doesn't get out, there's no documentation. Manda Yazif, it's in the Yazif, you borrow privately. So therefore, what does Amad Bedin accomplish? It gives you what Milva B'Shtar has. What does Milva B'Shtar accomplish? Milva B'Shtar is a kol, there's a kol. So, could be, Amad Bedin has the same characteristics. So says Rashi in Bava Metzia, I think I gave you a Rashi Tesvav in Bava Metzia, that says that one of the places where the Gemara mentions Amad Bedin, in the Shaka Vitari in the Gemara, Gabi Nigzal over there, and Rashi says that Amad Bedin is about having a kol. What's the lesson of Rashi? Kodem Samach and Nechasav, the cave of the Chivu Beisdin, by the way, Yair, that's to your point, Chivu Beisdin, Isle Kala, Vavre Kinevusha. This is also Tosus Maskana in Bava Basra at the end. Also, Tosus has clears another possible svara. We'll see that Gemara in just a few minutes, but Tosus says clearly that the word of Amad Bidin, the very end of the Tosus, you might have it cut off, maybe not, the very bottom of the page, Kofamihe, the very bottom of the page, Tosus says, V'zen in nira ikras is Tosus, der masaloma na yorsim. The Amad Bidin mishum kolohu, and not because of some other svara. So Tosus also goes on the record that Amad Bidin is based on kol. L'maisa, there's other possible svaras. There's a Rashi in Erechin on Dav Zayin, where also the Gemara mentions the same Ukimta of Amad Bidin on the same case that the Gemara brings in Bava Basra. We'll soon see about a case of Nezikin. The Gemara says an answer of Amad Bidin. We'll soon see that Gemara in Bava Basra. But in Erechin Dav Zayin, Rashi says Amad Bidin, Lashon Rashi, Zayin Amad Aleph in Erechin, Kodem Shemes, Vechivu Lishalem, Lefichach Gover Menayorshim, the Kevan Didino Chorutz Lishalem, Rashi does not say the word kol. So you have to know what Rashi means. Rashi's lush in the Erechin of Zayin, Kivan de Dino Charutz. What's Charutz? What? It's like definite. It's like it's like spelled out. It's like explicit. Dino Charutz Lishalim. It's like there's no turning back. It's like Vada, it's here, it's set. Rashi doesn't say the word of kol. So you have to know, it may not be the only way to read the notion of Amad Bidin. Tosus here is silent. Tosus just says it's like a Milvah Bishtar. One way is to say Mitzad kol, but then the other possibilities possibly as well. Now what about the second terrors of Tosus? Milvah Ksuba Batorah. So you could also talk about kol, but like, why should you assume it's a kol? Because Pinyon Ben is not a... It's like, what's that? That's not that, you know, person has a child, first child, right? Pinyon Ben is a kol, everyone's talking about it. That's pshat. Erechin, person pledges Erechin. That's a kol, I don't know. Stomach, what's the pshat of Muzak Suba Torah, Kisub Bishtar? Meaning to say, whatever Maile Shtar has, that there's a shibud because of a kol. So the Torah imposed a shibud. Now, the question is, but the Chachamim, should they not? If there is no kol, then Maisa, how could there be a Shibud if there's no kol? So maybe there could be. But that's going to take us now to the Sugya in Bava Basra. So let's open up this Inyan a little more by looking at Bava Basra and then the Tosfos on Yudalit and see how to put it together. So again, what's interesting about this Tosfos and Daf Ches is a Tosfos that completely avoids mentioning anything specific about Shibuda del Raisa, Shibuda del Rabban, that we're about to see. Now, one thing we should think about, what is the status of Nezikin without these Teretzim of Tosfos? Be it the Teretz of Amad Bedin, be it the Teretz of Milksub Vatorah. Is there, isn't there a call by Nezikin? Because if call is significant in establishing Shibud, so if you tell me there's a call, so then what's wrong? Why does give the answer right then and there? Then have a simple answer. Tosus doesn't answer because there's a kol. If the pshat of the first teretz is Amad Bidin, that makes a kol. That sounds like Nezikin doesn't have a kol. So is that in fact what Tosus is holding right now? That Nezikin has no kol. In other words, the Gemara is a mashma. Gemara later, in the fourth parak, that sounds like the Gemara's mashma. There's a shoras nagach and there's a kol that comes out of that. I don't know. I mean, Tosus doesn't say one way or the other, but what would you say? Does Nezikin have a kol by definition? Does it have something of a kol? Does it have no kol? Does it have the same kol as Milvah Bishtar? And then, again, based on that, then what is the need for Amad Bidin? If you have a kol, then you have an answer right then and there. Yeah?
Generally speaking, is just like Stam, like if there's any answer that happens, or once, like...
No. Without before Amad Bidin, right. Does the whole world start tumbling that Reuven's shore was, you know, caused Hezek to Shimon's property and ate the fruit there? And therefore, anyone who's going to buy Reuven's karka subsequent to the Maisa Hezek, it's like they know already. They've been put on alert that there's a possibility that the karkos are meshubed. For the
don't we typically say that like it's a short time that there's no kol, but there is a kol, and that's why you
I know if you're referring to a Gemara. Let's see what you're referring to. So show me where am I referring to. There's a Gemara talks about. Okay, well, find me well, yeah.
I would say it naturally doesn't have a kol because you could have, you could hear that someone does damage someone's property, but it could be that he was an onus.
Okay, so that's part of the question. Should we assume that there is no kol, or should we say that, no, Mistama, when things happen like this, word does get out? Or maybe, as we'll soon see with the Sharam Melech and the Rajba, could be that something in the middle. Could be something in the middle. What's the Isaac?
Should it not be more than a mil of bishtar because it's nikr, meaning it's not like a hezek shein or nikr. If someone is mazik someone else's property, that's something that everyone can see. That's a much higher level than hearing about something happen.
The fact that you see that the thing is damaged doesn't mean you know that. How it came about? I mean, I don't know. You know.
Does it have to be knowing exactly what the story was, or knowing that the hezek happened?
I see. Okay. I hear. Yeah.
Say something like Yehi that Davka by Ishus. People talk a lot, and there's a lot of like the laws, mostly laws.
I mean, the Gemara uses kol in a lot of different contexts. I mean, there's kol about a woman who marry, you know, tsula nisei yotzis behinuma. There's a case that you might be referring to now. You know, but that I don't know if you can equate the kol in Yanni Ishus to the kol of Nezikin. Yeah, and the laz is a whole other, that's a whole other Indian, right. With laz and the word kol can mean a lot of different things in a lot of different places. I don't know that you would want to assume that everything is the same. I mean, it's some common idea, obviously, but not, you know, we're talking strictly speaking in terms of Lukuchas. What does the Gemara have in the above bus? Yeah.
So since kol can mean different things in different contexts, so does that mean that, like, by Nezikin, who says it's talking about when people are chatting, maybe it's like an ambulance siren? So that's enough of a kol.
But again, in other words, relative to what we know about halva b'shtar, which is enough to alert Lukuchas that the karka is mortgaged, so would that translate to Nezikin? That's what we want to know. The kol that we speak about by halva, milva b'shtar, does that kol kind of coexist vis-a-vis the lukuchas knowing what they're getting into when they buy land from a mazik after the hezek? Let's look at the Gemara Bava Basra. So this is a very important Gemara, obviously, huge in Yonim, Simin Lamites, if you're interested in Shulchan Aruch with the Shach and Xos and everyone else, discussing this inyan for itself, Shibud the Rasa Shibud Rabban, just to see the Gemara, just bare bones, just to try to focus on what we want to focus on. So you have the following. The Mishnayos talk about cases of Marbas Chaver B'Shtar, the Mishnah on Amid Aleph, which you don't have. Marbas Chaver B'Shtar, this is Mamish the end of Bava Basra, Mamish the last Mishnah, the Sechta Bava Basra, starts with the following words. Marbas Chaver B'Shtar, Gove Minachasim Mishubadim. Ali de Eidim, without a star, Gove Minachasim B'nei Chorin. And then other things that are mentioned as well in the Mishnah. But the Mishnah starts with the basic distinction of Milva B'Shtar, where you collect Mishubadim, and Milva Alpeh, where you don't. Comes the Gemara here with a famous discussion about Shibuda Doraisa or Shibuda Lav Doraisa. Amar Ula, Dvar Torah, Midoraisa says Ula, Echad Milva B'Shtar, the echad milval peh gove minachasim mishubadim. In other words, the fact that right now the Mishnah says milval peh is not min mishubadim, that's not the oraisa. That's the chachamim, you could say, taking away the din shibud on milval peh. Mid oraisa, every halva brings with it the shibud. Shibud meaning pashtas by lukuchos. My taima, shibud the oraisa. The Ella, my time, Shibud, my time, Amru Milval Peh Eino Gove Mechasa B'nei Chorin. So why do we say that Milval Peh does not collect only from B'nei Chorin, not Mishubad, Mishum Seder De Lukuchos? Because we don't want the Lukuchos Nebuch to lose out, they didn't know better. And therefore, we want to protect the Lukuchos, and therefore they say Milval Peh doesn't collect from Lukuchos. Ihachi Milva Bishtar Nami. So then why are you not worried about them by Milva Bishtar? And for the Gemara, Hasam Inu Ninu Defsidu Anafshayu. They brought on themselves, in other words, because obviously they would know. They would know. Why? Because of the kol. That was already in the Gemara. The distinction has to do with when we have to be more protective of the ukuchos, and when we don't. Milva al peh, we want to be concerned of say to the ukuchos. Meshekim u'bishtar, they know what they're getting into. So that means a midoraisa shibuda, doraisa shibuda, shibuda apply everywhere. But the chachamim stepped in and said not by milva al peh. That is ula. The Gemara now brings another shita, Rabba. Rabba says, Rabba Amar Dvar Torah Echad Milva Bishtar Echad Milva Al Peh Eino Gove Elam In Chasim B'nei Chorin. Says Rabba, even Milva Bishtar Midoraisa, you should not be able to collect from Mishubadim. My time only from B'nei Chorin. That's his. My time is Shibuda Lav Doraisa. And yet, we know that Milva Bishtar does come Mishubadim. Umatam Omru, Milva Bishtar Gov Nechasim Mishubadim, Kidei Shalot Tino Dalas Bifnei Lavin. The Chachamim wanted that should not be a deterrent for people to lend money, and if they know that if the karka that the person had Bishas Avah gets passed on, gets sold to someone else, they're out of luck, they'll be reluctant to lend. Therefore, because of Nilas Dalas concerns, we were Mitakein Shibud from Rukuchos. When? By Milva Bishtar. In fact, the Gemara, Yachim Milva Al Peh Nami. So then why not Metakev Milva Al Peh as well? Hasam Leske Kola. Says the Gemara, there's no kol. So therefore, we don't want to do this takana for Nilas Delas on the expense of Rukuchos and Nebuch are totally unaware. So it comes out, for both Shitas, kol is obviously a consideration. To the extent that there's no kol, the lukuchos have to be protected. But the question is, that which we get to have a shibud by milva bishtar, is that midoraisa? The chachamim stepped in to protect the lukuchos, and therefore they said by milva peh there's no ability to collect from the shibudim? Or is it that the chachamim stepped in and metakein a shibud only by milva bishtar where there is a kol, and they did it for nilas delas reasons? Okay, this is what starts off the Gemara. The Gemara goes on, asks Akasha, how could Rabba hold that Shibud Lav Doraisa? There's a statement that Rabba said, Benogeya Pishnayim, by a Bechor that gets Pishnayim, that Gavu Karka Yeshlo Gavmos Einlo. The din is that a Bechor only gets Pishnayim from what is considered to be already an asset that already exists at the time that the father passed away. So it sounds like this shibud means it's already, there really is a shibud, he has already a claim on that karka. So that sounds like there's a din shibud d'oraisa. So maybe you'll say, we have to flip it, v'chitei ma'epoch d'rabba l'ula, or d'ula rabba. Maybe ula was the one that said shibud d'rabban, n'rab d'oraisa, and rabba is d'oraisa. You can't say it because ula clearly does hold shibud d'oraisa. The more quotes the famous ula that our Gemara says, v'amar ula d'var Torah b'alchov dina b'ziburis. That's based on the pasuk that we saw in our sugya. So the Gemara sees in that din, it's interesting, that's a din where he's taking from the lobe his own assets. There's a big tosis on this question, this Gemara. Where do you see that? The Shibud D'oraisa. Shibud D'oraisa sounds like it's a din by Mishubad. That's not for us, just to know the question. The Gemara uses Ula's statement that you can take a mashkin, pashtus, it's a mashkin case, to collect for the chov, as an indication that Shibuda d'oraisa. So Ula clearly is on the side of Shibuda d'oraisa. That's the Gemara. So Gemara says, okay, you're right. So Ula holds Shibuda d'oraisa, and Rabba Lamaisa holds also Shibuda d'oraisa. But when he was quoted as saying Rabba d'oraisa, he wasn't saying from himself. Rabba time to name Rabba Kama v'lego svirale. Okay, so far, what do we have? We have a machokes, two shitas in the Gemara, Shibuda d'oraisa, Ula shita, and Rabba b'shem b'nei marava Shibuda lav d'oraisa. If you hold Shibud d'oraisa, they took away the Shibud by Milva Peh because of Seder d'Ukuchos. If you hold Shibud Lav d'oraisa, they imposed it in Shibud by Milva Bishtar because of what? Nilas Delas. So far, so good? Let's go a few more lines, okay? With me? Let's go Kesed. Ravu Shmuel d'Amitavayu, they hold Milva Peh Eino Gove Lomina Yorsh Lomina Lukuchos. They hold Milva Peh should not collect from Ukuchos nor from Yorshin. My time is Shibud Lav D'oraisa. They are on the side that Rabba was quoting as well. Rav Yochanan of Shemilakish, Amitavayu, they hold Novel Pegova, Midaraisa, they're saying, Bebna Yoshim Bebna Lukuchos. That means that you can have a din Novel Pet to collect Mukuchos. What do they hold? By Taima, Shibuda, Doraisa. They're going on the Raisa level. So you have a lot of people on different sides here. We have now Rav Shmuel on the side of Rav Doraisa. We have Rav Yochanan of Shlokish holding Shibuda, Doraisa. A couple more lines with me, yeah? Because we're going to get to an Amad Bedin. Mesive. Frag the Gemara the following. Okay, somebody digs a bore. He's not a good, he's doing something bad. He's digging b'shus, means that he's going to be causing hezek. B'shus harab, v'nafa olaf shor v'hargo. Some shor falls into the bore. He's down at the bottom of the bore, still digging. Kills him. We'll see on the spot, not on the spot. We'll see in a minute the details. The shor kills him. Potter. The balashor, there's no chiyuv to pay anything for killing this person because he was not supposed to be there digging a bore. It's just a rat. V'lo od, not only that, ella she'imneis hashor, let's say the shor died in falling into this bore that he dug. Yorshe bal habor chayav mushalim. This person died, so he has yorshim. The yorshim have to pay the balashor for the dead shor, for the nezikin. Chayimah demei shor ba'alav. What do you see? That nezikin gets collected from who? From the yorshim. So what do you see? Alma, Rashi explains, ma alma mil ba'al peh gov min ha'yorshim against Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel says, shibud alav do'rai, so therefore mil ba'al peh ain't a gov min ha'yorshim. Here you have a case of Yorshim who are paying for Nezikin. Nezikin. What does the Gemara answer? Amar Rav Allah, Amar Rav, Kish Amar Bedin. This Chiyuv was established B'chayav, before he died, that he has to pay the Meishor L'Ba'alav, and then he died. So therefore, Amar Bedin changes the picture. Then there is a shibud. There is a shibud. How could it be? It says Hargo Katani. Sounds like he died. That could be Amar Bedin. So he died. The shor killed him, and then his yoshim have to pay. Amar Bedabarava, I tell you what, Shaso Trefa. He didn't die right away. He was in a position they wouldn't survive. I of Nachman Tani Yerbraisa Meis Ukvaro. Sounds like he died and he was buried right there. That was his kever in the bor. So it says Hasam Kimta the Yasvi Dayana Puma de Beira v'chivu. They're literally standing there at the Bezdin at the mouth of the pit, where he's going to soon be buried, and he's still alive. He's a trefa. He's atat, and he's memachayev this trefa sagdin. Therefore, he's chayev, and therefore the yoshim have to pay based on amad bedin. Tosfos says in the bottom, the chiddush is, you might think it's not called a psak din on a gav ketela, he's as good as dead. No, counts as a psak din. Okay, so what do we have in this Gemara? We have important nyanim about shibud d'raisa, shibud d'rabbanan. Which way you go in terms of removing the shibud mubal peh or imposing a shibud mubal vishtar. Both ways, though, kol is an important variable. We have to weigh kol. To the extent that there's a call, there isn't Pseidu Dukuchos to be concerned about. They know what they're getting into. So there's no call, there isn't Pseidu Dukuchos. Is the reason for Shibud because of Nilas Delas? Or is the reason for Shibud because of Midoraisa there's a Shibud? Those who hold Shibud and Rav Doraisa, like Rav and Shmuel, would agree, even though they hold Muvah Peh cannot collect Miyorshin because of that. Yorshin doesn't have the issue of Pseidu Dukuchos. Therefore, you would have every reason to say if the Shibud Doraisa that you would have a Din Shibud by Yorshin. But l'maisa, if there's no shibud, then they say there's no din shibud at all by yorshim. But by amad bedin, it's different. We have an amad bedin case over here with the case of the bor. Our Tosfos doesn't mention anything at all about shibud d'oraisa, shibud d'rabbanan. And the question would be, what would you say about kol by nezikin? Now, what could you argue? What are some of the svaras to think about here? Now that you read this gemara. If you hold the reason why Milva Bishtar has a Shibud is because of Midoraisa there's a Shibud. The Chum took away Milva Al Peh. So what would you say about Nezikin? What should be considered by Nezikin? The derisa that should be a shibud. Bacham took away a shibud to protect the kuchos. Right? Seder de kuchos. Okay. So, but they didn't take it away by milvah b'shtar because they know better. So what would you say about Nezikin? We have to know.
Is there a
kol? Is there a kol or is there no kol? If there is a kol, then we could leave it in shibud midarais. If you hold the other way around, that the whole din of shibud starts by the chachamim, so what does it say? Why the chachamim institute shibud? Because what's svara? Nilas delas. So what would that say? The Nezikin. Nilas delas sounds like it's specific to halva. Right? But then, of course, then we have a major problem. Then what did the Gemara answer for Rabbi Shmuel? So really, there should be no collection from Novel Peh from Yarshim, because she was the Rabbanan. And yet, what did the Gemara say works to collect from the Yarshim? What case works? What case is Machai the Yarshim? Amad Bedin. What did Rashi say? Amad Bedin, Rashi Babitzia, has a call. What does that do with anything? If there's no reason to have a shibud because of Nilas Delas is specific to Halva, then Bacha, what's Amad Bedin going to change anything? You hear the problem? This is a Shara Melech's kasha, but we'll see the context of the kasha in a second. But what's Amad Bedin going to do for us? If there's no Nilas Delas, so there's no point in having a din, a shibud at all by Nezikin. Elamai, maybe there is a svar. Tosus mentions Betoch HaDvarim here that maybe you could see Nilas Delas in a different way. Not just that we don't want people to be deterred from lending, we don't want people to have an opening to pray on other people, to be mazik other people. If you know that the person, that if you don't have any nechasim, and once you sell them, you're off the hook, so then you'll be more prone to not be careful, to be mazik, and to steal, and whatever else. So Nilas Delas is a broader issue, not just specific to halva. It's a reason why we want to have the takana of shibud out there, not just by halva, but for nezikin, for gezeila, for whatever else. Otherwise, you're opening the door b'fnei gazlanim. Tosus has such a svar b'toch hadvarim here on this amud. So then you could really think about nilas delas as a broader issue that relates to nezikin as well, and then we could talk about amud bedin making a difference because of kol. So this is something interesting. Now we have to know how to read a tosus on yudalad of a base. Our Tosus gives two terutzim for Nezikin without saying a word about kol, no kol, whatever. Tosus in Yudal and Beis makes this issue of Nezikin being govim mishubadim toloi in the machlokes shibud d'oraisa shibud rabbon. Tosus sends us to the sugya Bava Basra. That's Rabbeinu Tam's pshat in Tosus on Yudal and Beis. What's the context of the Tosus? The Gemara has a sentence in Mishnah that it's trying to figure out the meaning of. There's a bunch of phrases bunched together in the Mishnah. One of those phrases is the words Bifnei Beis Din. Okay. Shum Kesef, Shava Kesef, Bifnei Beis, Nal Pi Edem, Nei Chorin, a lot of different, short sentences. Rav Chaya says this was a ton of Yerushalmi, that he speaks very short and succinctly. So these are the bullet points that the Mishnah lists, right? Bifnei Beis Din. Within those words is a whole din that's being taught us. What's being taught with those words? Bifnei Beis Din. The Gemara has a suggestion which it knocks down and therefore comes up with what is the real pshat. But meanwhile, the Gemara says, what does it mean? Prat gemochin nechasa baka cholichu Beis Din. That means that if a person sold all his assets and it comes to Beis Din, that's it. The Beis Din will not be able to cook from lekuchos. It's only what he has. What he brings of his own assets to Beis Din gets collected. Anything that's been sold is not subject to be mortgaged to pay the nizik. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? What does that mean? Shema mina, that would suggest, lava umacha nechasav, ve'achagach bo Beis Din, in Beis Din govum omehen. That's a problem. What's the problem? What's the nature of this problem? Could that mean you're going to not get, that creates a problem for somebody. What's the Gemara asking exactly? Shema mina lava umacha nechasav Rashi says, it can't be. We know the Asi Malva Vitarith. Ella means something different. The Mishnah means something different. It means you need based in Mumchen. Okay. So what is the nature of the Gemara's Kasha? So Rashi says, we know that a Malva can collect. Yeah, a Malva can collect. What are we talking about here? Not a Malva, we're talking about a Inisik. So what's the big deal? So maybe El Chanani. What's barring the Gemara? It has to be. Why? Who? Where? So Tosus has the following conversation here in Tosus. Shmamina, Tirsha Kundris, Lakaimu, Andasi, Malvatarif. We don't know what Rashi means. The Tema. What should the Gemara be asking? Shmamina, Lavamach, and Nechasav. Gemara should ask something specific about Nezikin. E Nezikin can move a Bishtar. If you want to treat Nezikin as move a Bishtar, then what the Gemara should be asking is the following question, not lava macha nachas. I say, then havelamivach shmami na havelamivach detnan malve chavero b'shtar kov minachas mishubad. Gemara should directly speak about a case of milva b'shtar because that's what nezikin is. The ichash and milva al peh. Then in kein maikama shmami na ein beis in govin lehen hapshita de ein govin. If it's milva al peh, then it makes perfect sense that you're not going to collect because it's milva al peh. So the Gemara is not speaking to the point. Gemara should say, like, what is this? Pin it down. What is Nezikin? Is it a Milva Bishtar or Milva Al Peh? If it's a Milva Bishtar, then Gemara should ask him the Mishnah about Milva Bishtar. If it's a Milva Al Peh, then we understand that he shouldn't have to collect. He shouldn't be able to collect Mishubadim. Elamai, that's good for the point of the Gemara that we're proving that it's a milva b'shtar. The Gemara should say that the iyu gufa kavidayik shmami na de ein govin v'avikim milva al peh the alpha gav the nezikin milva haksuv b'tori, and therefore what would be the Gemara's kavana? The Gemara means to ask, wait a second, but why would it be a milva al peh? It should be a milva haksuv b'tori, which gives you a din shibud. The Tosfos second teretz by us. Then because, and the Gemara means to ask, the kasha l'man da'amar is all part of the pshat. The kasha l'man da'amar perkama de erchin. It's not Nuvakasha, it's part of Tosus Pshat. So what the Gemara means to ask is, therefore, it's a problem, according to the Mandam and Erechin, that Nuvaksu Betorah Kiksu Beshtar Damya. So what the Gemara means to ask is this, Shmami Na, that it's considered that you're Nipata, but what about the fact that Nuvaksu Betorah could be Kiksu Beshtar? Then in Kain, Amai Omar, Lava Machin Nechasav, Havalele Memer, Shmami Na, Nuvaksu Beshtorah, Lav Kishtar Damya. The Gemara should say, that is. So this is Tosa's problem. What is the Gemara getting at here by asking the Kasha? Shmamina, something doesn't work here. Somebody doesn't fit in with this. Zot Rabbeinu Tam, Pshat in the Gemara. Yudal Rem Beis. What does the Gemara mean to ask here? Shmamina, that you're not going to collect from the Shabbatim. What does the Gemara mean? First Rabbeinu Tam, Shmamina, the following. Shmamina, Lava, and Tosa wants to fit the words in. Lava umacha nechasav, ein bezin govin mehen min ha-Torah. What the Gemara is asking is, this does not work with the Manda Omar. In other words, that's going to hold Shibuda, what? Doraisa. Because then you should be able to collect from the Shibadim, and here you're telling me you're not. So therefore, the Gemara is saying, Shmami, that's the words of the Gemara, Shmami, now love a macha nechasav, that a case, a standard case of Hava, ain't based in Govim Mehen Min HaTorah, the Shibuda Lav Do Raisa. And that's why you would say, because Shibuda Lav Do Raisa, then I'd understand why Nezikin can collect from the Shubadim. Lachid bin Nezakin Nami Lo Gavi. Why not? Now let's look carefully at the words. What's the reason why there's Shibud according to Mishibud Rabbanan? Why is there Shibud on the Milva Bishtar? Why? Why were them attacking Shibud by Milva Bishtar? Don't say call. Say, Nilas Dalas. So now look at the words of Tosis. So now, Lacha B'Nezak and Nami Lo Gavi. The Milva Bishtar Dafka Tikkin Rabbanan Mishabim Shum Nilas Dalas. What does it sound like to you from the words of Tosis? Meaning, and Nilas Dalas is only applicable where? Only applicable where? By Halva. And therefore, it would make sense that there's no din of Shubadin by Nezikin. Because the Ishibud do Raisa, if you tell me Ishibud do Raisa, ubi milva al peh midrabbanan hu do agavim shim takonis l'kuchos. If you hold that milva, that Shibud do Raisa, and it's only that they took away the Rabbanan milva al peh the Shibud because they're l'kuchos, im kein tikshi hacha mai l'agavim bin Nezikin, the hacha leka takana do l'kuchos. Kiddush should be no takana for kuchos. What does Tosfos mean? So it's all private. So Tosis concludes by saying that if it's Shibuda d'oraisa, then it doesn't make sense that you don't get Mishibada because there's a kol. And therefore, the Gemara means to ask, in effect, v'kasha l'madama Shibuda d'oraisa perke pasha. Rabbi Otam is suggesting pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara means to ask, that are you telling me that there's no din shibud d'oraisa? Because if there be din shibud d'oraisa, then the zikin will collect from a kuchos. Says Tosis, why? Because mid'oraisa, there's a shibud. They only took it away where there's no kol, and the zikin has a kol. Therefore, they should collect. By saying you're not going to collect, apparently you're going lemanda amar shibud d'rabbana, which means that they're only mitaken. That should be a shibud by where? By halva, but not by nezikin. Why? What differentiates the two? So reading the words of Tosis at first glance, Tosis would be saying, what differentiates nezikin from halva, from milva b'shtar? Nilas delas. Fetishar ha-melech, then how do you make heads and tails with Tosis? How do you make heads and tails with Tosis? If you're telling me that there's no kol. I mean, there's no nilas delas. So then why would Amad Bedin matter? The same Gemara that defends Rabbi Shmuel, Shibudu Rav D'Oraisa, by adding Amad Bedin, in that case by the boar, sounds like Amad Bedin makes it better, makes him a Milva B'Shtar. How does it work? What Tosis is doing, just to see what Tosis here vis-a-vis Tosis and Daf Ches, Tosis here is bringing in idea of Shibud D'Oraisa, Shibud Rabbana. Seemingly, then I have a new answer to the Kasha that Tosis asked in Daf Ches. What did Tosis ask in Daf Ches? Our Tosis. How can it be that Nezikin collects from the Shibudin? Tosis gave two answers. Answer number one, Amar Bedin. Answer number two, Mubak Suba B'Torah. Guess what? A new answer. What's a new answer? If I hold what? If I hold Shibud D'Oraisa, then it makes sense. That's what Tosis comes out of Tosis on Yudal. Question is, how do you reconcile Tosis Yudal with Tosis on Daf Ches? And how do you make sense of Tosis Daf Yudal by itself? That's, again, I'm not going to give you all the answers, but here what we have to figure out. What is the relationship between Tosis Daf Ches and Tosis Daf Yudal? And what's the pshat? Minei uvei in Tosis. Does Tosis mean in Shibudu D'Rabbanan there's no takana nilas delas? Then how did Amar Bedin work? Says the Shar HaMelech, based on the Rashba, the Rashba quotes Tosis and Talmud HaRashba as well, and from what the Rashba says, it could be it's revealing pshat in Tosis. The Shar HaMelech just explains it better. The Rashba says the following, and this is like the secret here in terms of what is going on by the Zikin. Is there a kol, is there not a kol? Says the Rashba, it's in between. It's in between. And if it's in between, then we understand why it's toloi in Shibud D'Oraisa or Shibud D'Rabbanan. Let's see, I'll just speak it out. The Rashba quotes Rabbeinu Tam, the same Rabbeinu Tam of Tosfos. So here's how he quotes it. Rabbeinu Tam Piresh, Tahachi Kamar, Shma Mina Lava Afilu B'Shtar U'machar Nechasa V'ein Bezim Govim Mehen Dvar Torah. The Gemara is talking about a case of Milva B'Shtar and proving that it must be that there's no Shibud Midoraisa. The Kevan Shekain, and therefore Af Nezikin Ein Gov Minal Kuchos. The Af Al Gav, the Islahu Kola, Tfei Mi Milva Al Peh. There is a call more than Milva Al Peh, but there isn't a call to the same degree as a Milva B'Shtar. That's the Mekuda. Even though there's a kol of Melpem, Mikol Malkum, Ein Lehem Kol Gadol, Kimoches Adeo Be'edim, even like that, it's not even like that. Lefikach, Hemidam Aldinam Ve'en Govim. If the Chachamim have to institute Shibud that doesn't exist in the Raisa, then they only did it in the case of Milva B'Shtar, where the kol is very great. Anything short of that level kol that Milva B'Shtar has would not have the Chachamim's takana of Shibud. And therefore we understand well why Nezikin would not have a Shibud. because it doesn't have the level of kol of milva bistar, and that only makes sense if shibuda delat lav deoraisa. What about the other way? Sheilu kimanda amar shibuda deoraisa, govin dvar Torah milva min alakuchos min milva pebe milva bistar. Means midaraisa, everything has shibud. The Chachamim removed the shibud. Where? By milve alpeh. The minatakana in govim mehen milve alpeh delesle kola. So now it goes the other direction. Vaday hayim minadin ligvos nezikin min halakuchos. The kol yodse le nezikin tfei min milve alpeh. So hear what he's saying. And the Talmud of Rashi, it's also very clear. And this is Melech Pshat and Tosfos. And it's Rabbeinu Tam. It's the same Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, if the kol and the zikin is in the middle, then it's going to depend on shibud d'oraisa or shibud lav d'oraisa. If I hold shibud d'oraisa, then everything is good. Why? Because shibud d'oraisa should exist even by milvah alpeh. The Chacham removed it to protect the kuchos by milvah alpeh, where there is no kol at all, very little kol, almost no kol. But anything higher than that, they left alone. Therefore, the zikin, which has a kol in between milva alpeh and milva bishtar, would remain with the din shiba d'orais. If we understand perfectly when the zikin collects from the shibadim. What the Gemara is asking is, but if you hold shibud alav d'oraisa, then, I mean, the Gemara is saying, so then it makes sense to say that you don't collect Mishabadim. Mishabadim was not going to work. If you hold Shibud Lav D'oraisa, it's the other way around. The Chacham had to introduce the Din Shibud because of Nilas Delas. Apparently, Nilas Delas does exist by Nezikin in expanded form, or Lopuk, say what you want. Hashemel said either because you can say you don't want the people to be prone to be Mazik, to be Gozel, or because of Lopuk, one or the other. But Nilas Delas would carry over to Nezikin, but the Chacham only imposed Shibud when you have a call on the level, when only imposes Shibud when what? If you hold Shibud Lav D'oraisa, they only imposed Shibud when there's a call Gamor, like by Milvah Bishtar. Anything short of that, the Chacham said, we'll leave it alone. There's no Din Shibud. So the Gemara's kasha is under Da'at Amud Beis Shmamina that midoraisa milva bishtar has no shibud, and therefore nezikin will be left without a din shibud because they only imposed it on the milva bishtar, which is a bit bigger kol. But if you hold shibud midoraisa, then it makes sense. If you hold shibud midoraisa, then it's a problem. If you hold shibud midoraisa, then there should be a shibud on nezikin, even though the kol is not the same as milva bishtar, but they only removed it on the level of milva alpeh. If this is true for Tosfos and Yudalad and Beis, how might we want to suggest pshat and Tosfos by us? Let's consider the following. What's the relationship between two Tosfos in? Our Tosfos is trying to answer pshat in one is Zikin Grex Mishubadim according to what man da'ama? Could be one way to read Tosfos by us. What would be... Tosfos here is going according to which man da amar shibuda lav d'orais, and therefore Tosfos has to come up with a new answer. Amad bedin, that's what Amad bedin does. The second Amad bedin in the Gemara Bava Basra, it makes the kol equal to milva bishtar or mivak silver batora. So our Tosfos is going man ta kame the man da amar shibuda lav d'orais. But if you want, you can be tola in the machokas shibuda d'orais lav d'orais, and then you'd have another answer to the kash. This is one way to deal with this Tosfos. If you're not going to want to go that path, and that's probably what the Gra is alluding to, you're going to end up having to say that Tosfos here is different than Tosfos Yudalit, and then for that, the Gra brings a Tosfos in Kiddushin Daf Yud Gimel. I don't want to get anyone too overwhelmed with more information, just to know there's a whole other way possibly to learn the Tosfos. For our purposes, I think this is what could come out of the two Tosfos. And our Tosfos is going within the Mandam Shibud Lav D'oraisa. And then he has these two answers. But Tosfos on Yudalit is pointing out that Lamaisa Shibud D'oraisa is another solution. And the point being, because like the Rashba says, the call of Nezikin does exist, but it's not as high as the call of Shtar, but it's more than the call of Milva Alpeh. Yeah.
Is it possible? Does anyone have the possibility of being the reason for the chilek between Shibud D'oraisa and Lav D'oraisa is because there's no Nilas Delas
But then you have the major paskas of the Sar Melech. That's what he asks. He says, then what do you do with the Gemara of Amad Bedin? He says, Le'ein HaKore, this is Sar Melech Perek Yutes, Rav Merav Ransberg on Daf Yudal quotes to look at Sar Melech. Le'ein HaKore, Dibre Rabbi Otam, Sosri Minei Uvei. They're contradicting each other. The reader tells. The Keva de Sfira Rabbi Otam, the Nezikin Yeshalem Kol, the end of the Tosis. Right? Why is Nezikin Kled Mishigwad if you hold Mishigwad Doraisa? Because it's a Kol. How do you say earlier, Good, Amad Bedin. Lo Yehid Amad Bedin makes it like a star. The Isle Kala, but nevertheless, there's no Nilas Delis. If the problem is that Nilas Delis is required to have a shibud for the Chacham to mitaken shibud, and Nilas Delis does not apply to the Zikin, then scream Amad Bedin now till tomorrow. Give it a call. Give it what you want. But it's not Nilas Delis. So how did Amad Bedin change anything? Al Karchach. Nezikin nami shayach timer deshlo tiftach delas b'fnei gazlanim v'mazikin. It's not just an ilas delas from deterring a person from landing. It's you don't want to open the door for gazlanim and mazikin, like Tosa says over there, or lo pug rabbanon. And to say another pshat nami bedin is a dochik, but Tosa himself says because of kol. Tosa and Baba Basa says because of kol. So he says, must be, I have the answer. I found the Rashba b'chidushav over there. And based on the Rashba, I know Rapshan Rabbeinu Tam, the Sfirulei, the Nezikin Yeshlem called Tfei Mimil Val Peh, but Lo Dami Lo Milva Bishtar. Milva Bishtar is they call it Tfei. And that's Rabbeinu Tam. The Umad Damashim with the Rav Del Raisa, then Afil Milva Bishtar Lo Gavi Min Al Kuchos, Mishim Nila Stelos Tiknu, the Lo Chashub Seir De Kuchos Mitam Et Kala Islehu, Iko Meimar, the Dafka Bishtar, this they call it Tfei, Tikkun Rabbanon, the Gab, the Diligvi, the Lochashu Psira Dil Kuchos. The Nezikin, I feel Israel called Tsas, Mikom Mokom, Kim, the less they call it Tfei Kishtar, or Lo Tiknu. That's of Yahoji Buddha, Lav Del Raiso, Mandam Shibuddha Raiso, I feel Milva Pekov, Mishubadim, Dvar Torah, El Drabon, who the Tikkun, the Lo Ligvi, Mishum Psira Dil Kuchos, in Kenikol Meimar, the Dafka Mimilva Ped, the less they call a cloud, that's when they massacred to take away the Shibud. Avu benezikin de lo damu milval pet dish kol ksas ukma din Torah. And then we understand the Gemara in Bava Basra that hutzchalu ukma bish amad bedin bishim dahasim kai umand amar shibudu lav do raisa. Yeah, this is the mahalach of the Sar Melech. There are other mahalachim lemaisa. There's a ksos here in Kuf Yud Tes. The ksos thinks that amad bedin is a different halacha. It's a din that you can't say paraiti. It's like a star. There's the Gra here, in the Agolos Agra, and also in the Shulchan Aruch. There's the Tosis and Kedushin Yud Gimel Mabez. It's a good inyan to go into, but for us, I think we're going to go by. But it's a big inyan. I mean, what else do you have? You know, a lot of other possibilities. Maybe our Tosis is the Loketosis Yudal. Maybe our Tosis Zikin has no call. There's a Stira Rav Papa and Rav Papa that everyone tumbles about. Rav Papa holds in Kedushin Yud Gimel. What does Rav Papa say in Baba Basra one way, and Rav Papa says in Kedushin Yud Gimel differently? Hilchos Milva Peh Government Ayoshim Dishbudu Del Raisa. So then it seems to contradict Rav Papa in Baba Basra. So that's the Tosis here in Kedushin Yud Gimel Mibes. Maybe Milva Ksuv Bar Torah is different. The Rif talks about the Stira Rav Papa and Rav Papa. The Rif is in Baba Basra at the end. That's what the Gra alludes to. The Rif gives another answer to Stira Rav Papa. Anyway, you can understand what's going on here. But this much, I think, is clear. The point of the Rashba, that you have a darga of kol that's in the middle, that's Nezikin. And if that's the case, if you hold Shibud the Raisa, we have a new answer to Tosas Kasha. And Tosas here could be going according to the other Manda Amar, so therefore the two Tosas in are actually mashlim each other. That's the Mahalch of the Sar Melech. Yeah.
In the Shana, where did we see that Shibudu Lav Deraisa is affected with Amad Bedin?
The Gemara that I read you, that's we read that Gemara in Baba Basra, that Rav Shmuel hold Shibudu Lav Deraisa affect the Gemara in the case of Chofer Bar B'Shus HaRabim, that the shor killed him, and the shor died also, and his yarshim have to pay for the shor. Ask the Gemara, how can they have to pay? Shibuda in a government a yarshim, shibuda labdo raisa. And for the Gemara, Amad Bedin, he got killed, he became a treifa, Hargol, he got buried there, they paskin on him right before he died. Okay, that's the Gemara. So Amad Bedin changes the picture that you do have to have a shibud. But if the pshat is no nilas delas, that was a problem, then why would Amad Bedin change it? Tosis learns Amad Bedin is based on a kol. Okay, the next Tosis, Ein lo govim mishel lefanav. This is the case of Malkum Lashlosha b'nei Adam, b'zeh achar zeh, right? B'zeh achar zeh. So he sold the various lands on three consecutive days. Everybody gets to collect from the last land sold, whatever it might be. If that's not sufficient, then go for Mishal Lefan. That's the Brisa. Now, what does that mean exactly? In the case of Ein lo, go Mishal Lefan. So okay, everyone has the right. And you get to collect for more than the last land. But what does everybody get? What's the protocol now? That's the issue in the Riva, right? Everyone had a case, right? The case is the last land that's a Ziburis. The last land sold was Ziburis. The three lands were sold on three consecutive days. Right? And the Ziburis was sold last. And you have a claim of a Nizik for Edis that maybe was sold on the second day. You have the claim on Bainis, say it was sold on the first day. You have a claim of Isha and Ziburis, that was sold on the third day. That was sold last. But there's not enough in the Ziburis to cover everybody. If there would be, then everyone would be stuck with Ziburis, right? But there isn't. So Govim Moshel Lefanav. Omer Riva, Shimbo Kulam Bivas Achas, they're all coming to collect together. Koa Kodem Bishtar, whoever has the shtar that's the earliest claim, govet min ha'acharon tchila. Whoever's claim is first is going to collect from that last land sold. V'im nezikin kadmu, so even though nezikin should get edis, right? But nezikin's claim first, his claim is first. Govim and Achron, he's going to go to the last karka sold, which is in the case that we gave with Ziburis. Afil is Ziburis. Then Bo Balchov Acharov, if his claim follows after Nezikin, Yigvinami Mina Acharon, whatever's left in Yeshua, whatever's left from that, whatever's left in the Ziburis from after the Nizik claimed from the Ziburis is still a little more, so the Balchov will take whatever's left in that Ziburis land. Then Englo go Michel Fana Filmina Idis. Vaisha Michel Fane Fana Filmina Idis. Let's say what's left after that is top grade, but her claim is the last of the three. You know, is whatever it was that's Machayev him to pay the Isha, the Gerishin, that's Machayev and Iksuba. So that came after all the other things. So she'll end up getting Idis. So that's the Chiddush of the Riva. That in a case of Ein lo, where you have to, now everyone has a right, now all the lands, they're coming, they were sold at different times, but it's going to have to work that each person, whoever's claim is first, is going to get the claim on that last land first, and whatever's left for the next one, and whatever's left going backwards for the next one, whose claim was afterwards. Now what is the foil of the Riva? What was he saying? Afuke what? Let's say if you wouldn't hold like the Riva, what would we say? Well, we have a goro, but a lottery here. What would you say?
Everyone gets kedin.
Everyone gets kedin. In other words, if Lamaisa there's not enough in Ziburis, then Lamaisa the Ziburis goes to Isha. And if everything in Ziburis is enough to accommodate everybody, then good. Then everyone gets Ziburis, and that's it. Stuck. That's the last land sold. But once you're already exceeding the Ziburis, then everyone should go back to their din. That's what you would say without the Riva. Which means, l'mashal, interesting thing, it'll come out that if, let's say, they're all at the same time, so then what would be the din? Nechanami, that would be the din. They'd each one get kedina. Now, the Rush adds something here. After quoting the Riva, the Rush adds the following. He quotes the Riva in Simon Gimel, right? You saw the Rush, right? What does the Rush add after this? Shekachu adin. No, he quotes the Riva, and the Yifri says, "Va'enis in his zaken yachon lomar im kein hurata kochi." Ay, Nebuch, I'm stuck with ziburis. Shekachu adin. Misha kadam shibudo tzarach ligvos tchila ve'en yachol ligvos el menachra. Vimba ligvos mishalfan of yomay nachti l'chamakam ligvos imenu. No, that would be what happens. They have to, the person can say, "You can't come to me. You have to go. Your claim is first. You go to the last land." Miu nearly im nizakin yifaisu halukuchos harishonim shianichum ligvos tchila mehen. Let's say the nizak strikes a deal with the earlier buyers. The nizak wants edus, right? But edus is not the last land sold. But his claim is first. So he strikes a deal with the guy who bought the edus earlier, that, listen, can you let me get the edus after all? Fear is fear, you know, I should get edus. Like, why should you let me suffer? Because, you know, you technically have a right to say hinachti, right? And therefore, I'm coming with the first claim. Ah, you got to go to the last land sold. But no, Lamaisa, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to have to part with this land anyway, right? So he makes a cheshbon. So, and he convinces a person, you know, give me a good sport. I should really get edus. V'lo yomar hinachti, ligvos. Lo matzi bar chobuk suves isha lememar l'nezakin. Sorry, Charlie. Kvar nistalik shibutcha mehem. Your shibut is already off of that earlier edus. Kemashe nicho b'nei chori. Because when they bought the edus, right, there was b'nei chori. So you have no choice but to go to the ziburis, which was sold last. The kemashe shtarcha mukdam l'maisa. This is what the Riva holds. This is the way it works. You, nizikin, you're the first claim. You have to go to ziburis. So what does the Nizik say? He says the Rosh, Nizik counters. He says, no, basically everything is Meshubit, technically. What would happen if the Ziburis disappears, it gets flooded? We could go to those earlier lands. It's a Tova of the Lukuchos that they could be Doche, the Toveya, to go to the later land. You have no taina on me. They are mevater on their hinachti. What do you call that? The gross mitzayin on this rush, which is born in Shulchan Aruch. What gemara? What gemara should come to mind? Our gemara. What does gemara say in Amadeus? No. What? Yes. That's what we have here. In other words, what the rush is saying is, when is the revolt correct? If the Wukuchas are not willing to strike a deal, so they have the right to say hinachti to the first person who claims they don't know what's going to be after this. Maybe they figure, you know, maybe the other people will come after them, whatever. Meanwhile, they want to hold on to their land. So they can say hinachti, the Edus Nebuch is going to stay by them, and the Nizik is going to have to take the Ziburis. But if he will strike a deal and they will agree to give him, so they're basically forfeiting the hinachti. So they can do that. So this is actually brought in Shulchan Aruch. The Riva is quoted and the Rush is quoted in Kuf Yutes. Nechzuk tach zabaylem, da-da-da, and he brings machron l'shlosha zeach hazeh b'shlosha yomim b'yom echad, then he says, kuhan govim me'acharon, lo hispik govim m'shalufanav, lo hispik govim m'shalufneifanav, m'shtaro she'ech, siv dalet, m'shtaro she'ech me'em kodem l'chaveiro, uban ligvost ke'echad, kol m'shashtaro kodem, like the Riva, yikva me'acharon t'chila, beinem u'idis o beinis ha'ziburis, v'amu'ucha mimenu govim m'shalufanav, v'amu'ucha mimenu govim m'shalufneifanav, v'ma nezikin kodem u'vachro b'chol, v'achro b'ksuv as isha, ha'nezikin kodem ligvost me'acharon afilu ziburis, u'vachol m'shalufanav afilu idis, ksuv as isha m'shalufanav afilu idi idis. The im hanizek yifayis l'ukuchos harishonim sheyanicho lo libos mehem ein b'chol b'ksuvas isha yichom la'ar olav. That's the rush. Says the gra on that. The im hanizek yifayis l'ukuchos. Says the gra. The ha'eno elam mishum takanda de l'ukuchos k'mashikas of hara. And he says earlier sharishus biyadam k'mashikas of b'bakamasham mishum da'amalei taima mai amarabanan da'ra kiderava. Kidderava. In other words, that's the Gemara on the base. Kidderava. That EF. So if they are not using their hinachti, they say, well, okay, we're better on hinachti. So then he comes to kick his edus.